here's a story from The World.
If you rent, this'll sound dreamy, a rent freeze for a minimum of 5 years with the right to sue your landlord if they jack the rent up. Until a few days ago, this was the reality for tenants in Berlin. A German court has now ruled that the rent control measure was unconstitutional. Some Berlin tenants say they won't take this lying down, as the World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry reports.
I first met Jenny Stupka in her apartment in Berlin in 2019, shortly before the rent freeze was introduced. Stupka's rent had jumped by 40% over the previous 6 years, and the rent cap, she told me, would be a huge relief.
We welcome the freeze as a kind of little break for the sleepless nights of tenants in Berlin.
But a year and a half later, Stupka's sleepless nights are back.
This rent cap has had a huge impact on my very personal rent. And now, like, it's a big defeat for all people who have to rent their apartments here in Berlin.
And that's a lot of people. In fact, more than 85% of the population of Berlin are renters. So the left-leaning Berlin state government knew it would be a popular move when they put the freeze in place. But last week, the country's constitutional court ruled the Berlin authorities had no right to do so. The rent cap, the court said, infringed on existing federal law. And it's not the only bad news for Berlin renters.
Some of the most outrageous consequences of this judgment now is that a lot of households, especially those that the rent cap applied most to, will have to pay back huge amounts of money now.
Landlords can now demand back payment from tenants for the 12 months the rent freeze was in place. And they're free to hike up rents as well. Stupka says this means many tenants may be forced to give up their apartments. Before the cap was introduced, rents in Berlin had shot up because of rising numbers of people moving to the city. But compare Berlin rents to London, Paris or many US cities and the price doesn't seem so bad. Barbara Steenbergen with the International Union of Tenants says the comparison is unfair.
Do not forget, we do not have the same salaries in Berlin like you have it in New York or you have it in London or have it in Paris or even have it in Munich or in Frankfurt. Berlin salaries, the wages are very, very low, so the people earn less.
Steenbergen says she's really disappointed by the court's decision, but it's not the end of the road. She points out that the court ruling found the Berlin government's bill was unconstitutional, not the rent freeze itself.
So this gives us possibilities to have a rent cap not only in Berlin, but also all over Germany. And this is the chance we are going to take.
They plan to take their campaign nationwide. Of course, not everyone in Berlin is unhappy with the news. Christian Ostthus is with IVD, an industry group that represents more than 6,000 real estate agents and property managers across Germany. When I met him in 2019, he was convinced the rent freeze would be defeated in court. Today, he says, he's relieved he was proven right.
Because now the spook is over. So and now we have a clear situation for landlords and tenants. And I think this is what we should welcome.
Critics of rent control say while it helps those who are already renting, it makes things much more difficult for first-time tenants. There's less movement in the market and developers have fewer incentives to build new homes. Ostthus says for the last year, many investors just went elsewhere.
I know from several investors that they shifted their investments to the rural areas around to the suburbs of Berlin and some went to other cities. And now I hope they gain back the confidence to invest in Berlin.
But tenants groups say they're not backing down. Thousands marched through the streets of Berlin, banging pots and pans after the ruling was announced. And more protests are planned. A recent survey showed a majority of Germans nationwide are in favour of a rent freeze. And with a general election on the cards for later this year, rent control is likely to be a campaign issue in the weeks ahead. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.